Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God, let's open our Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter 6 and verse 10 to 20. We read the scriptures and we pray. The word of God says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, be to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you for your word that you give us to encourage us to stand firm even this time of trials, temptation, and work of devil and opposition, persecution, work of the flesh, people fail in their faith, people go away from you. But Lord, we thank you for your promises. Time of war, calamities, famines, tribulations, and we know this is the time you are coming soon. O Lord, prepare us as your church, your people, to go on and serving you, O God, putting the full armor of God that we can stand firm in the day of evil. O God, you help us. You guide us. You strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God, into victory, Lord. O God, we put the breast of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and our feet fitted in the gospel of peace and the helmet of salvation, O God, and all kinds of prayers, that we may stand firm in the time of temptation and troubles, that we may proclaim your word boldly as it should be, praying for all the saints, praying for one another. Let's come now to God, confessing our sins, our trespasses, our shortcomings. Let's come to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. We adore you, O God. Help us, guide us, strengthen us to go on and save you, Lord. Let us confess our sin to God. Small or big sins, God wants us to be cleansed before him, renounce them, idols, things we love more than God. Yes, Lord. Help us to focus on you, Lord. Help us to trust in you only. Help us not to be persuaded to go after what you give us, but after you only. teach us to love you more than anything. Teach us to obey you. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all idols, things unpleasant to you, Lord. We come to worship you, Lord. This time also you speak to us, you correct us, you rebuke us. You teach us more of your ways. O Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God. Help us, Holy Spirit, teach us more of your ways. Come to God now, trusting Him that He has forgiven your sin, the thing that you have done in the past, in the previous days, and please and come. He's a forgiving God, He's a loving God. Come to Him, renew your covenant, renew your commitment. Tell Him, Lord, I will serve you. I will follow you, Lord. Help me in my life. Now come to God, give Him thanks. Remember all the good things. All the good things that you have, that you experience, that you pass through is from God. Tell Him, thank you for the trials, the discipline, the correction, the hardship. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. Thank you for helping me in my life. Yes, Lord, help us, O God. Help us to remember your goodness and to give you thanks. Fill your heart today with a gratitude toward God. Yes, Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. You are a great God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you give us. Thank you for our families, our children, our wives, our husbands, our job, our income, our good health. Oh God, the sleep we have, the food, the drink. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all the blessing, the favor, the protection, the guidance, your church, the ministry, your word, the salvation we have in you, the place that we have in heaven, your promises, your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. We adore you, Jesus. We magnify your name. O Lord, you are a great God. There is no one like you, Jesus. Let's now come and ask Him our needs. Give Him your burden. Jesus said, come to me, you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Give Him your burden now. Give him your problems. Give Him your difficulties. Lord, help, help, help. Help, O God, help me, O God. I give you my burden, O Lord. I give you my hardship. I give you my trials. You carry it, O God. I have no one but you to help me in this life until you come and take me with you to the place you prepare for me, O God. Hear the prayers, O God. Hear the prayers of my brothers and sisters, the prayer of your church, your beautiful Easter. Oh God, praying to you, O God, in entering the most holy place with confidence in the blood of Jesus, not by work, but by the work of Jesus on the cross. Yes, O God, we boast in our weakness, difficulties, and hardship. Help us, Lord, hear our cry. Pray, 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 pray to God. Yes, Lord, aid is coming, salvation is coming, provision is coming, healing is coming. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's come now and carry it as a burden with a prayer. If you know any brother, sister, somebody else who need the prayers, even your enemies, sometimes they need the prayers. God wants us to love all people. Let's bring people to God. As you believe that they need a prayer, bring them into the hand of God in the prayers. God can help them. God can relieve them. Those who are in need, those who are without job, without food, those who are having sicknesses, only God can help. Let's pray. Let's pray. Jesus here offers. Relieve, O God, set free from bondages. Deliver from demons, O God, hear our prayers. Set people free today. Provide, open doors, protect, shield, O God, with your protection. Send your angels and fight for your church, your people who are in troubles. Take them out from the pit, O Lord, from the work of Satan. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Shika Rabaka Sandarika Shika. Shika Rabaka. Let's continue to pray. Let's pray now for two countries, Sri Lanka and Ukraine, that God will cease to stop the war in Ukraine and protect our families there. And also the situation in Sri Lanka is badly, and they have an economic crisis, no petrol, no work. People hungry there, let's pray that God will relieve these two nations. Hear our prayer, O God. Provide, Lord, provide, O God. Hear our prayers. Provide peace, O God. Stop the war in the name of Jesus. Demons of war and fighting, I bind right now. I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Stop the fighting, O Lord. Hear our prayers. Provide, Jesus. Provide, Lord, food. Provide petrol for Sri Lankan people. Forgive the sins, O God. Forgive the idol worship. Give another chance. Lord, give repentance. Those who are repentant, save them, deliver them. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families now. Pray for your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings. Pray that salvation will flow. We continue to pray, Lord. We have no one. Only prayers can help us at your feet. Oh God, hear our prayers. Answer us, Lord. I pray for each and every family in the church. Oh God, we'll do marvelous things. Oh Lord. Jesus, we need you more in our lives. Bless the families. Bless each and every husband and wife relationship, protected in holiness and love, mutual understanding and cooperation to serve you. To give an instruction to the children to raise them in a godly way. That people will see families shining. They see you through their lives in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our neighborhood, our friends, relatives, contacts, and colleagues, and all the friends, classmates, college mates. Let's pray that God will touch them with His word. That God will use us to preach His word to them, to bring the gospel people in our place. Pray for your boss. Pray for your customers. Pray for your clients. Pray for your colleagues. Pray that you will shine there. Pray that you can preach the gospel. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lead us and guide us and strengthen us. That I pray for the protection of all the places of work of my brothers and sisters. Use them mightily, Lord. Give them their salaries on time. Bless the places that they are working, oh God, that they will have salaries on time and they will have increase and promotion. I pray that they will continue to be faithful to you, to bring to you what is belonging to you from tithes and offering and first fruits. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hear our prayers, oh God. Hear our cry for mercy. And let's pray now for this place, UAE, that God had put His church, had put us and all the branches and all to the other countries and nations, that the church could span to Oman, to Iraq, to Kuwait, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, and Australia, America, Sierra Leone, other nations. And let's pray, Lord, Give us all our needs, all the logistic needs, documentations. Give us favor in the eyes of all these governments. And Lord, whatever office, whatever documents, whatever papers, whatever material things, we trust you, Lord. You will provide. You will touch them and they will help us. Oh God, when we pray, Lord, we pray for the prosperity of all these places, peace for all these places. We pray for guidance from you how to behave with the outsiders, with the non-believers. We pray for their salvation. We pray they will know you. They will follow. We pray for visions and dreams that come from you that you reveal yourself to them. Lord, we pray for us, the church. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Fill all the members, the workers, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, the elders, oh God, the families, the children and the youth and the adult. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. And here we are, send us to evangelize, to make disciples, to plant Bible study. Use us to plant the new congregation. Bless the worship ministry. Bless the churches. Bless the church clinic. Bless the farming ministry. Bless the worship ministry. Bless, oh God, all the works of our hands. Bless all the children and the youth ministry under their parents. In the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear our cry, O Lord. Even we pray for the worship today. O God, anoint our worship, O God. Fill this worship place with your Holy Spirit. And come and touch us. Bring us to most holy place. O God, I pray for even this recording anointed. Use it mightily to reach the rest of the church, congregations and members and people, oh God. We pray for revival, oh God. We pray for receiving a new gift of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Gift of teaching, evangelism, revival, gift of healing, gift of faith. We need all that. We need it, oh God. We bless you, we magnify you. We want to worship the Lord. I know our songs, the prayers, the giving, the message, let your name be glorified. Let your name, O God, be lifted up. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Power and the strength, O Lord God, that is being renewed day after day. Thank you, Lord God. We need you, Lord. We need you in our lives. We are nothing apart from you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're all I need. You're all we need, Lord. You feel us. Feel us once more by your Holy Spirit.
Worship.
beseech you, therefore, my dear brethren, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your acceptable and reasonable act of worship. Yes, O Lord God, we come before you, offering you our lives, Father God. This is a token of thanksgiving to you. May you receive it, O Lord God, as a sacrifice, as an offering, as our worship today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of worship. This is to bring to God what is due for Him, to Him of tithes and offerings and fresh fruit to the storehouse of God. Yes, Lord. Lord, thank you for all that you give us, for all that you provide for us. All that we have is from you, Lord, O God, and we give it to you back, O God, we bring to you. Lord, we pray that you multiply this amount of money and use it mightily, Lord, to raise the loss and to meet the needs, O God. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for provision for your people, for our brothers and sisters, for jobs and incomes to those in need, O God. And we pray also that we continue to serve you, trusting you, Lord, that you will help us. You will provide for us. We thank you, God. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will continue our series of to kneel down at the feet of the Lord, to bow down and or to kneel down. And let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And let's read verse 4 and 5. We continue to study the scriptures to understand what God wanted from us in our life and what we need to do for Him in order to offer our lives as a living sacrifice, to bow down and worship Him, to do His will and to submit to Him in full. He said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in or that is in the water under the earth. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time that you give us to study your word, to meditate, to be at your feet, to listen to the teaching, to the rebuke, to the admonishment, to the guidance that come from you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Put verses and scriptures in my lips to teach and encourage your church and your people. And we pray for revival, we pray for fruit, we pray for victory upon victory. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. He say in verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. God does not want us to bow down to idols, does not want us to submit to them, does not want us to conform to their teaching, doctrine, statutes, and the practices that their people follow. But He wants us to submit ourselves to Him, to bow down to Him, and to worship Him and to serve Him. In the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 2, we are admonished that, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be proved what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We should not follow the worldly things, we should not follow idols, we should not follow foreign gods, we should not follow their practices, but we need to renew our mind with the Word of God. Then we will experience the good and the pleasing and the perfect will of God in our lives. God, again and again, and from the beginning, He keep admonishing His people and teaching them not to worship idols, not to worship foreign gods, not to go into certain sins and be away from Him, because after that the troubles will come. Let's read Exodus chapter 23 and verse 23 to verse 26. Exodus chapter 23, verse 23 to verse 26. He says, "For mine angel shall go before thee," hallelujah, "and he bring thee into the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods." Again, don't bow to their gods. "Nor serve them, nor do after their works." Don't spend on them. Don't follow their practices. Don't give the part of your body to them. Don't give your life to them. "But thou shalt utterly overthrow them." Kick the devil out from your life. And it quite break down their images. "And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread," hallelujah, "and thy water." Thank you, Lord. "And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill." That's what God say. All these blessings. See here, when we serve the Lord, when we don't bow down ourselves to idols, we don't submit to them, we are not afraid to rebuke them. We are not afraid to say, "No, we don't do this." We are not ashamed to follow Christ. The blessing on our bread, on our food, on our health. No miscarriages, no abortions, no barrenness, fruitfulness in our lives. People of God, wake up and come from the idol worship and from sins and from foreign gods and come to God. He say, "I will send my angel before you." The Holy Spirit will go before us. He will take us to the places that He wants us to go. And He will drive out people, and He placed us in their places of blessings. That is it. That's the promise of God. And what you want? No idol worship. No bowing down. What are the idols the Christian nowadays worship? I will repeat again, because these are still yet in the church. Lust and immoralities. Listen to this. I study all this. Boyfriend and girlfriend, dating and courting, multiple marriage, adultery, extramarital affairs, all these curses, live in relationship, multiple marriages, single father or single mother, go and marry other man, other woman, these are idols. Others celebrating feasts of the world, bringing in the church. Listen to this. Father's Day, Mother's Day, Pastor month, Halloween, Valentine's Day, Christmas tree, Santa Claus, Christmas, New Year, all not in the Bible. And people celebrate. And every culture, they add more now to the church. More idols coming, and they ask why there are problems, why there are curses. Pride, arrogance, boasting, showing off, greed, love of money, wasting, squandering. All this, God wants us to come out from them. And in addition, the idols of social media, Facebook, all addicted on it, Twitter, other things, Instagram, all these idols. Homosexuality, gay marriages, man with man and woman with woman, and now it's filtrating the churches, all these things. And we ask, why? Why sicknesses? Why troubles? Why wars? These are the things that the people of God should throw away. Birthday parties, Halloween parties, all these idol worship. Marriage anniversary, death anniversary, where in the Bible? And they put God second in their lives. That's why we are suffering today. The church is in sin, is in bondage, and we need to repent of all these sins. My brothers and my sisters. Second, let's go to the book of 2 Kings. That's what he says. Offer the body, the part of your body as a living sacrifice. How we are offering our part, how we are offering our monies, all celebration parties and all these things now. People are spending much on all these things. And these things bring us to hell. Curses, bondages. People jump on our heads. Demons jump on us because of all these things. We need to repent. Book of Second Kings and chapter 17. Then speak about how God brought the northern kingdom into slavery, into exile. What they did. Let's read what they did. Let's read what he told them. And let's read how they behave with God. They say in verse 35, listen to this. Verse 35, he say, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other God. You should not be afraid of other gods. We don't do these things. Why? It's not in the Bible. Nor bow yourselves to them. Don't submit to them. Yourself to such a practices. And say, don't serve them. Don't spend your life and time and money to them. Nor sacrifice to them. Don't make party for them. These are very clear. We are doing the Christian doing all these things now. What he say? In verse 36, but the Lord who brought you, that's what we need to worship. The Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Jesus who saved us, that we need to serve. Not all these things, idols in the world. People hate me because I preach these things. But Jesus loved me. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. With a great power, he brought us from sin and darkness and stretched out arm. Him shall ye fear. Amen. And him shall ye worship. And to him shall ye do sacrifice. Yes, I will offer all what I have to the Lord. I will not spend on parties and birthdays and gifts here. No, I will not do it. This idol worship. In verse 37, and the statutes and the ordinances and the law, we have to follow. And the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forever more, and you shall not fear other gods. You shouldn't be afraid. And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget. What happened? We forget our covenant with God. We forget our first love. We forget what we vowed to God. We forget what we promised to God. Neither shall you fear other gods. But the Lord your God you shall fear. And he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. All the enemies he will deliver us. Sickness, death, Satan, troubles, enemies, whoever, he would do. Don't worship at all. Verse 33. They fear the Lord. What happened to them? They fear the Lord and save their own gods. Mix up. They are half-half. They worship God and they also they serve their own gods. Money, business, hatred, gossip, slander, unforgiveness, bitterness, parties, half-half. They serve God, but they do other things wrong. Give your heart fully to God, not half-hearted. They fear the Lord and save their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. That's why in the church, mix up. And to this day, they do after the former manner. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law and commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. They don't follow exactly what God says. Mix up. Verse 40 and 41, howbeit they did not hearken. How much we speak, they did not listen. But they did after their former manner. So this nation feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, and did their father, so they do unto this day. Continue us, half-hearted. What God did, let's read verse 6, what God did to them, to the northern kingdom. In verse 6 and 7 and 8, in the ninth year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria. He took them captive. That's why there's wars and calamities. Those who are away from God and those who are serving God, but they are doing other wrong things. God will take them captive. He'll put them into certain troubles and bondage. He will ground them until they will repent. You say, and he placed them in Hala and in Habur by the river of Gozan, foreign nation, he brought them exile, and in the cities of the Middle East. For it so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, like non-believers, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. Yes, that's what we learn now. We need to follow only Jesus. His word, his commands, what he say, his life. This style, God said, don't mix up things. These are the things that we do wrong. Serving God, but other kind of life are also doing wrong. That it need to be cut off from our life so that the blessing will come back. So that health will come back, provision will come back, war will stop, otherwise will continue. While God was disciplining the northern kingdom, revival and and fear of God was in the southern kingdom. And we will read 2 Chronicles chapter 29, revival. King Hezekiah have led revival in the southern kingdom. We will read the whole chapter. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right, hallelujah, in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. And he brought in the priests and Levites and gathered them together into the east street. He started the worship. He brought the, he opened the temple, he opened the church. He brought the priests and the Levites and said unto them, "Hear ye, all ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place." He cleansed them from idol worship, as I am speaking now. All the sin and the thing that I keep repeating, that need to come out from your life. You want God's blessing. "For our father have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord, our God, and have forsaken him and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. Wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. As ye see with your eyes. For lo, our father have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this day." That's where here God sent them to troubles, that is the northern kingdom, as we spoke. "Now it is in my heart to make a covenant, to make an agreement, covenant with God. Say, Lord, I am coming to you. With the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be now not negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that he should minister, and that you should minister unto him and burn incense." Then the Levites arose, Mahathan the son of Amasal, and Joah the son of Azariah, and the son of Kothat, and of the son of Merari, Kis the son of Abdi, and Azariah the son of Jehalil, and of the Jershonites, Joah the son of Zima, and Eden the son of Joah, and of the son of Elizaphan, Shimri and Jeel, and of the son of Azab, Zechariah and Matani, and of the son of Heman, Jeel and Shim, and of the sons of Jethethim, Shimaiah and Uzziel. And they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves and came according to the commandment of the king by the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. Time to cleanse ourselves from all these idols that I mentioned. And the priest went into the inner core part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord, and the Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end. Then they went in to Hezekiah the king and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord and the altar of the burnt offering with all the vessels thereof, and the showbread table with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which king has in his reign did cast away In his transgression have ye prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord. Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bullocks and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bullocks, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the he-goats for the sin offerings before the king and the congregation. And they laid their hands upon them, and the priests killed them, and they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar. By the blood of Jesus, we can reconcile today with God. To make an atonement of all sin, for the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad the king's seer and Nathan the prophet, for so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instrument of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began. Hallelujah. They started to sing to God, also with the trumpets and with the instrument ordained by David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshiped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. They bowed themselves to God. They submit to his will. That is what is to kneel down, to submit to his will, to serve him, to worship him, to renounce all idols and sins that we have spoken. And when, and moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levite to sing a praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with the gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered and said, "Now ye have consecrated yourself unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifice and thank offerings unto the house of the Lord." And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of the free heart burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks and 100 rams and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep, but the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Wherefore, their brethren the Levite did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. We need to come back to God. We need to serve him, come out from the sin, the idol worship, and come to serve God. And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people that God had prepare the people, for the thing was done suddenly. God wants you to come out from all the worldliness. Do not be tempted by what is going around you from thing that you are seeing in the world. The devil is trying to deceive you, to take you captive, but no, God wants you to kick the devil out of your life. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and verse 8 to 10, he says, when the devil came to Jesus to tempt him, he asked him to serve him. And he said to him, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and say unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. That's where devil wants us to bow down to him, to accept the wrong teaching, to accept the ordinances of the world, to accept the foreign gods, to accept the practice that is wrong, and we need not to bow down to him. Then say Jesus unto him, that's what you need to say, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now God called you to kick the devil out of your life. God had called you today to serve him, to worship him, to bow down to him, to give your life free to him, so that the blessing, the food, the drink, the good health, the enemy will be trodden, the blessing will come back, the barrenness will go away from you and from your life. I am speaking not only to the brethren here, but to the rest of the congregation, to those who left, Lord, send your word to them, bring them back to their senses, that they will worship you and serve you out of others. And here, my brethren, my spiritual daughters, my spiritual children, disciples of Jesus Christ, I am telling you, my sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister unto him and benefit. God called you today to stand for God, to go and evangelize, to pray, to intercede, to make disciples, to snatch people from fire. God wants you to serve him today. Let's all stand. Let us commit ourselves to the Lord. Let us, whatever you want to stand, you want to kneel down. God wants you to, once again, to make your covenant with him. What you have forgotten, the vow that you taught God, your previous commitment, where is it? Say the Lord, come to God. Give your life to him. God wants you to serve him. Then, Lord, confess your sin. Throw this idol away from your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God, save the Lord, him, and bow down to him, to his word, to his statutes. And his blessing shall be upon your food, upon your bread, upon your water, and barrenness, and sicknesses, and miscarriages will go away. The enemy will be defeated, and you will be restored. Oh God, have mercy on me. Renounce your sin. Renounce your sins. Jesus, all I need. Come to God. Come to him, tell him, Lord, Jesus, you are all I need. Yes, I give my life to you, Lord. I worship you. Throw the idols. Give your heart free to God. Not divided heart, whole heart to God. Our God is a jealous God. Come to him and worship him and serve him.
You're all I need.
Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for my brothers and my sisters who give their lives fully to you, Lord, who commit their life to you to serve you, Lord. Use them, restore them, provide for them, oh God, as they renew their covenant with you, their commitment to you, to serve you, Lord. Use them, Lord, for your glory. Oh God, we pray, oh God, that this message will bring revival to the rest of your body, oh God, and use it mightily. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. This is all we ask and pray. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.